you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
You are thinking, hey, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, yeah, we'll get to an open line. We have got more pressing matters to discuss. A local story that has to do with the Senzo Maiwa trial. So yesterday, Judge Rata Mokhatling was asked by Advocate Mnisi if Advocate Mnisi can take Monday off. The reason for that is because he's running the Comrades Marathon on Sunday, and so he won't be able to come back on Monday. I don't know if we ever run the Comrades, but generally it's about, what is it, 90 Ks?
89 kilometers.
Yeah, 89 kilometers from Johannesburg. I mean, sorry, from Durban to Pietermaritzburg, so or Pietermaritzburg to Durban.
Yeah,
depending on which, depending on whichever direction they're going. Mm. And generally, after you run that, it's very, very difficult to move. Some people usually require like 48 hours recovery time, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Now, after he was asked for this leave, this is what Judge Rata Mofokeng had to say. Sorry.
This case, people are talking justice delayed, justice denied, 10 years, no justice, case is just dragging on. The family is distraught, the brothers, the relatives. Even they accuse themselves, they've been 2 to 3 years in custody. And here's this stupid judge called Rata Mokhatling. You allow a person who's representing two of the accused here to go and run a marathon. I must go and tell the JP. When the JP asked me, why were you not sitting, or the DJP, why were you not sitting on Monday? No, we're waiting for Advocate Mnisi to come drive back to Joburg, to wherever. Because he was running a marathon. This is South Africa, run by blacks. I can tell you now, I mean, if you call me an Uncle Tom, I don't think a white advocate can have the gall to ask me that. Never.
Yeah, so that's basically what he was talking about. When he's talking about JP, he's talking about the judge president and the deputy judge president. Because obviously judges have to answer to those people and tell them why cases are not running on time. We know there's a huge backlog in the courts already because of cases. The Senzo Maiwa trial specifically, you know what's been going on. It's been almost 10 years.
Over.
Having said that, though, I do feel like if somebody is telling you they've got a marathon to run, which they're running on Sunday, what more do you want them to do now?
What do you mean?
What else could he do?
Don't run the marathon.
For what?
Because there is a case that is ongoing. This case needs to be done. You just said we have a backlog of cases because certain cases are taking too long.
Yeah.
Here is this one case. In this particular instance, I think it is very unfortunate in how Judge Rata Mokhatling expressed his frustration with this case and why it's taking so long. There's been plenty of delays. We've had lawyers wanting to postpone because I need IG. For instance, we've had lawyers wanting to take the day off because I'm not feeling so well. There's been too many delays on the part of the lawyers. And I guess for him, there's just too much delays that have to do with the lawyers. And he's just frustrated. In his way, he's just saying, guys, can we just get this case over and done with? Which is why he also mentions the family is distraught. Guys, it's been over 10 years. Can this just end? If you miss this one, comrades, there's comrades next year.
Was it Advocate Mnisi who said he needed to go get his eye drops?
No, it wasn't him. But
exactly.
Overall, when it comes to this particular case, there's been too many unnecessary delays. The judge is just basically saying, guys, I'm frustrated. I also want this case to finish.
You know, if this was happening in isolation, I would understand. The problem is, Judge Rata Mokhatling has said a couple of things in the past about this case. He's always opining. Mm-hmm. That's his eye. And to be quite honest, it's always nonsense. Because even this thing, this is a job. I would be saying, I must be here every day. If I'm telling you I've got something to do on Sunday, I can't come back on Monday. What more do you want from me now?
Don't run the race.
You, for example, Mpo, when you cover sports events on Sunday, sometimes you don't come back on Monday. We understand that. That's what life entails.
We're human before we're, yeah. We are professionals.
Yeah, now, here's one thing he needs to explain, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is this delay prejudicing the case? This one day delay that you now you're going to say the things that he said publicly to another learned colleague.
You're prejudicing the family. You're prejudicing the fact that other people who are part of this case
now
happening. Have to wait for you because when you need 48 hours to go recover. For all we know, you're not going to come in on Monday. You're going to say, I need 48 hours to recover.
You see, now that, if he does that, now we can have a case. But the guy is literally telling you beforehand, I will not be available. What more do you want from him?
Look, I stand with the lawyer, especially as a guy who travels and works on weekends, you know, and sometimes it's not even work. Sometimes it's a special day. You're going to pick up your child. She's starting grade one and you can't make it to work. So
somebody's saying he can run the marathon and fly back home. You've obviously never run a marathon.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. First of all, to run this thing takes you a whole day.
Yeah.
You'll get back maybe at like 5 or 6.
No, you finish around, the race will finish around 5, 6. You'll probably come home if you are flying. You'll probably get home around 11 o'clock at night.
You need to get to the airport first.
And then you need to recover. There's no way you're standing in court the next day. You're not.
The judge honestly said something very, very problematic. And I think the legal profession is going to have to condemn that statement because he's honestly played into race's hands by creating the impression or almost perpetuating that narrative that black people are incompetent. You're not, as a judge, going to be that divisive. That statement was highly problematic because it was a huge generalization, putting all of us in there, that if it was a white advocate, this would have never happened. Who said? Because a white advocate can decide that something's happening with my son, I've got to prioritize my family, let's go horse riding, whatever the case may be. So it was a huge generalization that plays into those racist beliefs. But beyond that, we constantly speak of judicial temperament. And that is just the personality, characteristics, and attitude of a judge. They need to be beyond reproach. And in this instance, he failed. And as Caesar consistently says, he does this all the time where he would have opinions ever so often. Yes, some people later on may easily take all of these things that he has said and go and challenge whatever outcome because your character as a judge will somehow have impact on the court process. So for me, I hope they strongly condemn what he did yesterday. It's very wrong.
So what do we say about Gauteng Judge President Dunstan Mlambo saying that he sees nothing wrong with the judge's conduct
in the circumstances?
Sometimes you catch somebody off guard, something is stated, and then you feel, I see nothing wrong. And then when the organizations within their profession start coming out to say that was highly problematic, we're the first now speaking about it, you'll see there'll be a turnaround. That was regrettable.
Sometimes I also say, I feel like as black people, when we are called out on our behavior, we're very quick to say you are racist. In this particular instance, hence I said, it is how he put it that is wrong. But in light of the circumstances, I feel he was right.
Like I said, I stand with the lawyer, and the judge was okay to vent out his frustrations. But you can't now express prejudices that you hold as a judge. Because what happens now in a case whereby competence is at the heart of the case, and then you've got a white lawyer and his adversary is black. Yeah. The black guy could easily say, I want this judge to recuse himself because he's expressed that how he views black people
Hence,
and black professionals.
I said it is unfortunate in the manner in which he put it. But in light of the fact that we are again going to delay this case and have it paused because we're New York Kichima, that for me, is where I stand.
There was a judge that was removed for actually expressing her prejudice, if you remember, around rape and black men.
Yep.
And this was not even in court. It wasn't expressed.
She had to take early retirement.
Yeah.
And
so now you say this in court.
You can't.
I can't look better. Let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-00959.
I see. Look, the church. You say, Katele, now. How good? 10 years younger. Pella running a marathon is a personal matter. Imagine if you were a doctor and you had a surgery on Monday. No, I won't be available on Monday. I'm running a comrades marathon while you have a heart transplant to deal with on Monday.
Actually, no, doctors do that. I'll even take it further and say white advocates also do take time off for a myriad of reasons. You don't even need to explain. That's also just constitutional. When you need to take time off, you need to take time off. It's not slavery. Another thing, by the way, I saw a tweet here, somebody saying, well, I watched his trial every day and advocate Mnisi is incompetent. That may very well be the case, right? Let's say he is incompetent, but then deal with his incompetence. Here, it's not his incompetence in question. It's the fact that he has to take time off because of something that he's doing on Sunday and he won't be able to be back in time. You then take that and furthermore, you make it about his race. As a judge, Upeti Lenji to the highest order. Futige, mark my words, he's going to apologize. Izokala, watch.
I agree with Cesar. I mean, as much as there's been so many delays, qualifying for comrades happens way, way prior. And I'm assuming the lawyer thought maybe there might be a postponement. So he didn't want to miss out on an opportunity to go around the comrades because you never know. Sometimes they postpone it for 2 weeks. Sometimes they postpone it for 2 months. So I'm assuming he planned prior and he's like, let me just qualify for the comrades and hope for the best that by this time, maybe there will be a postponement or not. So let him go run and he'll come back when he can.
100%. There's no two ways about it.
Now we understand why Advocate Mnisi did not read those 40k pages. He was preparing for the Comrades Marathon. Yeah, these two, Popo and Spinach.
I know, Lana, I mean, I'm no judge, Ratangova. The case Lena says, Shaganing, Gangaya, Kilomili, Oye, 20. So he better get his acts together and decide, does he want to see this case through or he wants to juggle between every other thing? Because right now he was crying, foul, to judge, Akamniga, and Skadis, enough judge from Niga. A lot of time, I'll be allowed to do something you found a food. So it's been a problem, Mnisi. Like all the other lawyers, mind you. But they are trailing around Mnisi. No, he better check up or check out.
Well, so even if you just speak about judges' ethics and duties, right? In the Constitution now, Section 35(3) of the Constitution, if you read with Article 9, Judicial Code of Conduct, it will tell you that a judge must resolve disputes by making findings of fact and applying the appropriate law, obviously in fair hearing, which includes a duty to observe the letter and spirit of the law, right? Remain impartial and give adequate reasons for any decision, including judicial proceedings. Maintain order, act in accordance with commonly accepted decorum, and remain patient and courteous to legal practitioners, parties, and the public. And it requires them to act likewise. He did none of that.
But should you not be courteous to someone who in turn has been courteous to the court? As the previous voice note says, Mnisi has been a problem when it comes to him actually just taking
You guys are conflating seriously. Issues. That's got nothing to do with any of this. Issues. You are.
No.
The issue at hand,
we are saying the judge needs to be courteous, surely that means the lawyer must also be courteous to the proceedings.
No, but it's not conditional.
Yes.
The what judge do you mean? Knows. No, I'm saying it's not conditional or reciprocal where you need to be courteous for a judge to be courteous to you. He sticks to what he knows, and that is to conduct himself in a certain way, and that's professionally, impartially. So,
but if you are being unprofessional, I must just.
But Mnisi is not being unprofessional.
But even
how
if
is he
was,
not being unprofessional, guys, when it comes to this particular case.
He literally said, I will not be available on Monday.
And
what's
you
unprofessional
haven't been
about
it? You asked for 3 months, they gave you 3 months.
Yes, but that's all. It's all within the confines of the law. None of what he did is against the law.
At what point does this lawyer have to take this matter seriously?
But a judge doesn't stoop to his level. Even if you agree.
And also, the judge is not there to decide whether he's taking this matter seriously or not. That's not for him to decide.
Yes.
He's a judge on matters of the law.
When we are doing this case in 2027 still, I want you guys to say the same thing. You must continue.
I'll be honest. Mina personally.
2027 will still
Mina personally, the case can go on to 2045. Right? It's unfair, but the second thing is, it will go on like this because I'm telling you, this judge is going to get recused now.
Yeah.
He would.
My point.
And it's all because of him.
Yeah.
No.
He's
gone. Even the previous judge.
Yes.
Very combative. Even the previous one with Defu. Very combative. And those type of things, you compromise the process and you'll have people at the end of that process challenging it. So, and it's fairness.
You're
so
saying
now,
there's nothing wrong with a judge going, yeah,
I'm
you
not
see,
saying
in a
there's nothing wrong with
blacks.
The judge, but Pony I am You are misrepresenting what I'm saying. Because I kept saying over and over and over, it is unfortunate in how he stated his point. That is the part that you need to understand.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, his frustration comes from how the case is being run and the constant postponements.
I totally agree with Mpo on this one. Yes, Ujaj, the way in which he relayed the message was uncalled for. However, did they apply for leave well in due time for the judge to know on this day advocate will not be available? Because also, if the advocate did not follow the proper channels to get this leave or to get this day off, then it's a problem if it is done just, you know, closer to the time. But if he applied well in good time, then I feel like then the judge is unfair to not grant them the day off. But then if it's something that was just, you know, then also it's wrong because of the circumstances.
So again, in court, you can even apply for leave. You can leave court during a proceeding. You can get a text from your wife saying she's in labor and you say, judge, I've got to excuse myself. I've got to leave. And you make provision for that. That's all within procedure. Umbetho nje into eshiwe ile judge. Ayikho nje leyo nto.
Yeah, Sizwe and Sol, angiphikisani nani. Sikhulumene nje amaqiniso. Zikhona into ezingakwenza ungayi emsebenzini. Zikhona izinto ukuthi zingenzeka kodwa zikwenze uye emsebenzini. Yabona njengale marathon, nami ngisaphinda futhi ngifakazela no judge. Ayikho umbhedo. Asike sikhulume ukuthi mhlambe ugulelwa umntwana, umama usesibhedlela, afuna ubheke umama esibhedlela, uhambise umama esibhedlela. Khona into ezingakuhlalisa endlini, uyagula, ungahlala endlini. Hayi marathon, kunabantu abashonelwe, nabantu abafuna justice. Wena uzongitshela nge-marathon.
Well, actually, this is a medical issue, right? Because after running the marathon, he wouldn't be able to fly and get back to work. Any doctor will tell you that. You can even get a doctor's note.
It's an avoidable medical issue, is all people are saying.
But he's not running the marathon during work hours. He's running the marathon on a weekend. That's it.
I was a marriage and two blacks versus whites. Itlo mukhabathe etlo molaisa o lo fela magwa a lo fa a shotse ke ntja hore ka hatse a be hysterical go officing a be a a fufulelwa a lela ska tla msebetsing mara mnisi ne ke bona le ronka hore a kenye notification ya absence in such a short space of time. Marathons are prepared, you register to everything weeks and months in advance and given kidding that thing fela a ketse o fela. I'm just a win at once. And give all the lawyers back to procure off Monday, because I'm going to court, or at least a representative. I don't know my like on Monday, go court, or understand. I have a professional in this instance. And I'm going to be able to get a school, or a doctor, 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 or a marathon, or a doctor, 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 or a commitment.
Yo, I'm following this case, Bafut, and to be quite honest, Rata Wadella, especially when it comes to defense, Ababoni, like the way he's speaking to them, the tantrums, the why like even Monday, those sounds he was doing when Mnisi was talking, bunga, sis, like we're looking at that from a judge. Bafut, no, we need to do something about Urata. And coming to the point, Mnisi Ulo Mataka Sunday, Rata must just relax. Mnisi is giving them more time, hurry. Balo sacha di AVL. Ara le ba la pe, las koshwang. Rabata di AVL itseu. Yena le balo, they must just use the day, ya Monday. Babonor balo sacha di AVL itseu. Dango.
Lel cha jigadi, like I look better. Shoban challenge. It's not the first time. And Velegi, his conduct is unbecoming.
The judge, Ratam Khwahleng, I don't know if the same judge, but he doesn't seem to take any excuses. There's a viral video where this one lawyer says he has a problem with his eye, and then he says, no, we can't postpone. You have to, I'll give you medication, Cypher Blue. I have it in my car. So I feel like he doesn't take any excuses, especially if it's a lame excuse. He needs something solid, which is kind of unfair.
Yeah, it's the same judge, by the way. Yeah, that one guy, he had a point. I remember, Cypher Blue, I've got it in my car. We can go get it now.
Nah, I'm with Mpo on this one. I am with you, Mpo. Casey Enan has been dragged for years, and we can't excuse a person for the marathon. Hona le comrades ya tla happen next year. Kikupa fellow, hanyenyana, can he just miss one comrades for this particular case or it's a fail so that we can wrap this up, guys? It's been dragging for years. Family leona ihloka uphumula moyeng. Le rona re hloka uphumula ke this case. E seng hampe. So we marathon ya tla judge lawyer ga yeo itlata e matter. So we marathon. Una le di marathon tse ding tse tlang. Awa a e.
Kumnandi kusho. Yazi, we are speaking to people that miss work for Bev. You go to a party on Sunday, talking about I'm hungover, you don't come to work. Now you holier than thou, telling people look they mustn't miss work for marathons. What's wrong, Nandi Mo Fish? Hey? You put me in a tinin.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.